Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey, everyone. He, him.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers. Under the rule of one Emperor Beauregard, he rose to power as a great warrior, renowned for killing the last of the dragons. He also drove off the wizards and smashed the White Spire. His secret was Theonite, a magical metal with strange properties.
My parents, Milton, Blast, and Toot Echo! They died, Milton, and I can't bring them back. But I can bring back justice to these city streets.
The mine is being managed by Granona Flintbeard.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
There's a Theonite mine in the town, which has been always one of our best producers, and it has continued to fall off to the point of being nearly useless. And we suspect there are rebels interfering.
Am I to put down a rebellion alone?
Oh, I heard this is supposed to be a private car. But I don't mind the company.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Echo. What, are you also going to Rhymeford?
Yes, I'm going to... And thank you for saying the name again. I had it written down wrong. But as you look, you see what is clearly a man in a squirrel costume.
All right, daughter of mine. See, here at that ridge is where we're going to find elk.
We could be quiet, or we could just smash them.
Take my little daughter out on a little fun camping trip. I haven't taught you how to survive out in the woods like I should have. I got a freaking... Did I not... I didn't take perceptions, you dumbass. Hey!
Okay, whatever you say. And I want to give you bardic inspiration.
Too many people died. I am not fucking kidding, Rourke. Cool it. If your father was alive, he would know I was doing a good job, okay?
Mom.
I feel like an asshole.
He's not, and you are, so why can't we have fun? There's no one around.
Unusual thing happens as you're getting into town. You see a caravan coming in.
What is this? New people?
As you're walking past, one of the carriage doors opens and two people step out.
Who?
Screech and Celine just pulled in to town in their carriage, and Chuck and Rourke are just coming back from a hunting trip with a big dead bear.
I would like to, before we really like... leave to talk to anyone. I would like to, Celine would like to talk to Screech. Maybe before we like actually open the door of the carriage.
Sure. Does the mining company know that I'm coming? Is there like...
Yes. Okay. So, and just to give you just a tiny bit more preamble, and I'll let you go and be free. But I just want to set the scene a little bit more since it is still early on again. So we're in this small town on the edge of a lake. You see a broken white spire off to the west. You see a small keep, like a little castle to the south. There's a 10-foot statue of Rhea, the goddess Rhea, who is the only goddess legal to worship in the town square, which is actually like a really nice statue. It has like little bits of it that are gilded in Theonite, which is very expensive. So it's like extremely opulent, especially for a small little town like this. There are some boats out on the lake fishing, and you see a tavern called the Goblin Pit. There's a big sign called the Goblin Pit. And so that's what you see around your carriage. And then you see, before you turn to talk to your new buddy. And there are folks sort of bustling about. One thing that is a thing you don't see every day in the big city is, you see a large hobgoblin carrying a dead bear on his back.
It's fucking sick.
So before we leave the carriage, I assume, like, Screech goes to open the door, and Celine puts her hand out to stop him.
The door opens out, but I see the gesture.
I just wanted to talk to you for a moment, because, as you know, I am here as an adept of the Ordinatio Theonetus, and I would really appreciate it if you don't bring up what happened our first night camping. You know, me panicking, crying, being stressed out. If you could just, you know, let's just keep that between us. Because I'm sure you wouldn't want anyone to know about your little secret, right?
I have no secrets. What could you possibly be talking
about? Exactly.
Don't answer that. It's fine.
Exactly. You have no secret and I have no secret. We have no secrets.
No, no.
We're agreed.
No secrets at all. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh,
so,
well,
see you later.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Holy shit, is that a bear?
That fucking rules.
So I assume we actually do leave the carriage now.
Yeah. I'm gonna go check out that bear.
Let me just get by. There's an egg. What's an adept doing here?
Your hair is so cool.
Oh, thank you. Could you...
I reflexively step in front of Rora.
Hello, I am Adept Celine von Esper from the Ordinatio Theonetus, and I'm here to check up on the mine. Can you point me in the direction of who I should be speaking with about that?
You trying to speak to Rex, or you need to talk to the mining guild?
Oh, well, you can see, like, Selena's having a moment where she's like...
There's, like, bear blood dripping down my face.
well, I need to talk to Rex.
Yeah, keep across the way.
Wait, who is Rex again?
Sir Rex Yalos, he is the knight who watches over these lands. He is technically the leader of this town.
Okay, so I don't think that I would be interested in talking to Rex, because I'm checking out mine performance, so...
Right.
Well, Celine, it's been a lovely ride. I need to go tend to my properties.
Oh, well, I mean...
Excuse me. It's your driver here. Excuse me.
Yes? How can I help you?
Where would you like me to put your bags?
Oh! Celine turns around back to the large hobgoblin.
I was probably, like, walking away.
Yeah. Sir? Sir!
I think she's talking to us.
Okay.
Well, you.
Yes!
Is there an inn in this town?
And I just sort of, like, bow slightly and then point to the goblin pit. I assume we're, like, near it?
Michael, is that true?
Yeah, you're, like, basically drove right up to it.
She's standing under a giant sign that says, Inn. Sleep here.
It's all right. I can smell the capital on you. Don't get lost out here in the boonies. Yeah, just right there. We call that a tavern. Got to pay with gold.
Of course.
I'm just messing with you. I have great respect for the order.
Okay, well, thank you. And Celine grabs her bags and starts walking towards the goblin pit on her own.
Screech and Celine, roll perception for me.
Oh, you fool.
New campaign, new Jennifer. I just rolled a nat 20 again.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
This one dice.
Who are you?
Is so good. It's the ones I got at Gen Con in the catacombs. They're blessed.
19, though. Let's go. I gotta see what my actual perception is. It's high. It's 22.
All right. So both of your eyes are drawn to, there's a large oak tree near the town square. And deep in the leaves, in the darkness, you see a pair of red glowing eyes staring at you.
Celine, stop! The only one creature I know with red glowing eyes. It's my nemesis, Man Squirrel. I mean, I don't have a nemesis!
I know, yeah, of course, yes. You have a nemesis, and nothing unusual happened on our trip. But I do see those eyes. I do see the eyes.
They blink in away and disappear.
Are the hobgoblin and half-orc still there?
I would probably be taking the bear and the squirrel to the Hunter's Guild to have them prepare it. So I'm probably gone.
I would be probably just looking behind, continually trying to look at Celine because her hair is so cool.
I kind of assume she's probably like one of the fancier people who comes through the town in terms of the way she looks.
And I have like very like fluttering, flowing cloak when I move.
I pull Rourke in as we're walking and say, everything that we've been preparing for could come crashing down because of that one. So now more than ever, you need to be very, very careful. The Order is a group of snakes that just want to ferret out any heretics or anything like that, so...
She seemed fine. She was totally nice.
Yeah, they feed them, like, oysters every day so they look beautiful or something.
Let's follow this other team to the Hunter's Guild.
Okay.
You know, you're dropping off this bear for old Harlan Fourfingers. He's the butcher who works out of the Hunter's Guild, who prepares the various meats and whatnot.
Harlan, you old dog, we got bear for you. Get ready. It's going to be a remembrance day to remember.
You brought in some bear.
And Rourke got a squirrel, too. Look at it.
Yep. It was my first catch.
What'd you kill this thing with? I don't even see any marks on it.
He came up behind it, swung down from the tree, and he grabbed it around the neck, and he gave it a little bear hug. And you know who couldn't handle the bear hug? The bear.
And then I slit its throat to get the blood out of it.
I was talking about the squirrel, but...
Oh. Well, I accidentally just kind of stepped on it. To be fair, it got hit by a wagon earlier. It ran right out in front of it, dazed the little shit, and then...
You ever wonder what it would be like to eat one of those grizzly fox?
What? No.
Hey.
No? Oh, sorry.
Is Harlan Fourfinger, you said he was a dwarf? What'd you say?
He is a human.
Human. What would it be like to eat a piece of you? Don't be a dick about it.
I mean, yeah, no, that would be weird.
And I set it down on, like, the side table. Can I have the pelt for that?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. You got it.
I'll swing by, like, a couple days.
Can I have a skull?
You want the skull?
Yeah, I want to start a collection of everything that we kill. Why not keep a trophy?
What?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I'll get you a skull.
Thanks.
Hey, I think you've got promise. I should,
we gotta go,
take you under my wing.
I think my boss is calling me.
What if we took some of the animals, and instead of skinning them, or, like, we skin them and we take the things out of them, and then what if we put the skins back on them and put them in funny little positions?
What the fuck? No!
Have you thought about that?
No!
I think about that every day.
We have to go.
Okay, I'm gonna start an after-school club. Harlan, you, me, we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Do not hang out with Harlan. He is weird. Not a bad guy. He's a good guy.
You don't know if he's a good guy.
I probably say that to a lot of people, you know. You're a good guy until I'm proven otherwise, even if you say things like just transpired. I think Rourke is a good girl.
Yeah.
And not a serial killer. And then I probably head back to our house by the tavern. I imagine we have, like, here you can afford this, like, shitty, like, root cellar we don't use anymore, or, like, whatever. And over the past, like, 10 years or so, I like to think that, like, we really made it our own. So it's like, you kind of got to go down a few, like, steps in order, like, dug into, like, the mountain a little bit, and you can tell that it's a mixture of hobbit and rustic chic, you know what I'm saying?
Love it. We've definitely, like, buried... You're not supposed to do this, but we do it. We have, like, this tapestry behind the... You come down the stairs, and then there's, like, this tapestry on the back, and it looks like it's, you know, just a tapestry. But we've actually made more space. So we have, like, a whole, like, extra house, basically, under this root cellar.
Oh, that is true.
Nice.
I was nervous about tapestry and what you're saying before, but no, that is absolutely true. And then I clean up. And then I head to the tavern, unless Rourke has any other business we need to attend to.
I don't think so.
Let's say that you are scheduled to perform tonight at the tavern.
Oh, sure.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So while you're off at the Hunting Guild, let's follow our two city folk as they go into the Goblin Pit. You know, it looks like a well-cared-for establishment. You know, it's well-used, but it is clean and well-cared after.
It's rustic.
It's very rustic. And you are greeted by a young lad. Well, he's probably in his late teens, early 20s. And he seems to be wearing an apron, and you think maybe he might be a waiter. And he sees you, and he goes, "Oh, hello. I don't recognize you."
"Hello, young lad. Tell me, do I own this place?"
No. This establishment is owned by Ratma Ritmo.
Of course. Well, I'll have my people get in touch with the Ratmo Ritmo. My friend here needs a room. I, of course, have luxurious accommodations, I'm sure.
I'm sorry. What?
This is an inn, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, my friends.
Did you need you need rooms?
I need a room for at least a week. And potentially more, depending.
Okay. Okay, we can set that up. We have very reasonable rates here, all things considered, being that we're the only inn in town.
Oh!
So we'll get a room set up for you. Sir?
Yeah?
Did you... I don't quite understand what you're saying.
I own the mine here in town, and I believe I already have accommodations set up for me in the cave.
Okay, so you don't need a room.
No, sir. I'll do just fine without.
All right, then.
Do you have plenty in case I'm wrong?
Yes, we do. We have a few rooms upstairs. Will you also be staying for a week or more?
Probably.
Okay, great. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the town. This is the Goblin Pit.
It's very cute.
Yes, it is actually owned by a goblin.
Oh my, well.
Yes, she apparently was a famous adventurer. Some people say she has incredible connections, even back in like the big city and stuff.
I'm sure she does.
Yes, yes, yes. That's Meat. His name is Meat. He cleans up and...
Meat? His name is Meat?
Yes, Meat, like the nom nom nom, you know, like you eat a food.
Oh, M-E-A-T, Meat.
Yes, that's his name.
Well,
isn't that fun?
That's so quaint.
Yes. He's not here right now, but a fellow named Chuck will be sometimes minding bar, and he helps out all around. And I believe tonight his daughter's actually a bard.
Oh, well, lucky us!
Yes, her name's Rourke, and she'll be playing music here tonight. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, I'm sure I will see you later. What time is dinner served here?
Dinner is around anytime after 5:30.
Okay. Is it okay if I take it to my room, or... How does that? Well, you know what? We'll see.
That's frowned upon, but...
Okay. Well, then I will eat down here with the masses.
What time is it now?
It's, let's say, 11.
My character is very night-focused. It's going to be important for me.
Oh, that's a great point. What are you going to do when we're broad daylight fighting in a field? We'll cross that bridge. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Something's going to have to happen.
Yeah. He's be like, I really want to fight in the night.
I bought a big umbrella.
I need Celine to learn a spell to make it nighttime.
Yeah, I mean.
Over from the bar, you hear,
look at these fancy fucking city folk. Hey, what are you doing here?
And you see a tiny, shriveled, old goblin woman.
Yes!
who's wearing a leopard print... tube top, which is dangling practically, what with all the saggingness happening.
What are you doing in town here for?
Well, as you can see, I am a member of the Ordinatio Theonitis, and I am.
Yeah, you got that stink on you.
I do have my collar on me. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Are you sure that stink's not money?
No, I know the smell of money, and I like it. What's your name?
My name is Screech Echo. Yes, those echoes.
Oh, like the ones who owned the mine. Like those people. Weren't they murdered? Weren't they tragically murdered?
I don't like to talk about it, but yes.
Do you know them? Oh no, you were saying you were one of them, so you were like their kid?
Take a drink each time Screech's dead parents come up.
Yes, I...
They were my parents.
Yeah, were, huh?
They still are! I can hear their names in the night.
But you got some money.
I left a lot of it at home, but yes. I'm good for it.
And you're not bad looking. You're not bad on the eyes, are you?
Celine's mouth is just like absolutely dropped. She had never heard someone talk like this.
I feel like
ever.
I can smell the cigarette for some reason. Like, I literally just smelled cigarettes.
She's smoking cigs. She is wearing Ugg boots, I imagine. And she's got a huge donkeys.
Yeah.
A big eyes donkeys.
Yeah, I was like, where'd you get that? Shut
it's
up.
It's got 17 creams and 15 sugars in it.
Yeah, she found it. It's like the alchemy jug, but instead of refilling oil and mayonnaise, it's like lukewarm coffee and ice, like shitty iced coffee.
Yes, yes, gas station coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is, you know, if you want to meet up later, we can talk.
About my parents?
I mean, whatever does it for you, honey.
I suppose I could use someone to talk to about my parents' death. They were tragically murdered, as you said.
Yeah, I said that. All right, so two rooms, what are we doing here?
Can I slip my my smelliest coin to Ratma in order to get a room in a discreet location? Got that smell of money on it.
She, like, obscenely, she's like, and, like, obscenely sniffs it.
I got a nice corner room for you right above the pergola.
That'll do.
And I'm not asking this for any reason in particular, but what are the grapple points like outside the room?
They're voluminous. There are many grapple points.
Perfect.
Well, I mean, is this place safe? Is there security here?
What time is sundown?
Any magic wards on the tavern? I'm just saying, if there's grappling points in the outside, then, I mean, I would expect you to... I'm sure, of course, you have wards.
on the tavern.
Honey, we're having a private conversation over here.
Selena's getting, like, her face turns, like, bright red, but she actually, like, her mouth is, like, working to say something, and she just closes her mouth.
No, you don't gotta worry about it here, lady. You're fine. No, there's no danger. There's gods. There's a keep.
Well, good.
What are you?
Because
yeah,
I'm sure that the OT wouldn't be happy to hear that one of their adepts was in danger.
I mean, can't you, you allowed to do magic and stuff? I mean, you're the only one around. He is allowed to do magic.
Of course, I can.
So what do you gotta worry about, huh?
If I want to.
Screech is visibly disturbed at the mention of magic.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I can take care of it. Thank you. Which direction is my room? She's already walking away.
It's up the stairs.
And I'm dragging myself.
Ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-dunk,
really
up the stairs.
It is not pretty. I am tripping. My cloaks are, like, getting, like, caught up. I'm getting
tripped. Are you telekinetic? Can you go,
ooh. Oh, actually, you know what? Actually, I have Mage Hand, too.
And clearly it's 15 pounds and no more.
You're struggling to pull 15 pounds up the stairs.
She's never had to carry anything before.
I didn't, honestly.
It's awkwardly weighted, okay. But it is 15 pounds.
Okay, actually, you know what happens? I start to drag it up, and then I stop, and then I summon my mage hand because I forgot. And I act like that did not happen.
Some of us have been carrying things our whole lives.
The guy who has introduced to you as Meat comes over and says, "Good evening, ma'am. May I take your bag for you?"
"Yes, please."
"Ah, right away, ma'am. I shall take this up to your quarters at once."
Selena's sweating heavily.
And he offers to take Screech's bags as well.
The bag that very clearly contains my costume. I'm like, I got it. A little bit of squirrel fur sticking out the side.
Take this one that sounds like it has a lot of marbles in it.
Yeah.
All the ball bearings.
1,000 ball bearings, please.
So he takes you up to your rooms?
Mm-hmm.
They're fine.
I'm like feeling the sheets and...
Your room doesn't have any windows.
None! Oh my god!
Where Screech, yours is, you've got like a vast room.
What
with
the fuck?
Lots of windows and grapple points.
And like the coin wasn't even worth that much. It just had a stink on it, you know?
You speak the language of love, the stinkiest language of all.
I'm gonna get some good brooding in on this window, I think.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna be sitting on the edge of it, like crouched like a gargoyle on the edge of the window?
Screech is actually a subclass of like a weird elf that instead of going into a 4-hour trance, he just broods for 4 hours. kind of like a Warforged or something like that.
So while you're upstairs getting settled into your room, let's say that old Chuck and Rourke come in.
All right, yeah, we bust on in, playfully rib everybody. Oh, so good to see. What are you doing here? They'll let anybody in here.
I stick my finger in everyone's food.
Rourke, stop!
You don't have to buy a meal if you taste everyone else's.
I'm gonna send you into the woods. This is ridiculous.
I'll come back with a bear.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, rat. Just kidding. What's up, Mo?
I need to talk to you in the back.
Is it about you're finally dying and you're gonna give me the tavern? I am so sorry to hear it.
No, you don't gotta worry about that, honey. I got a lot of years left in
you
me.
You old bat, you'll outlive us all. That's
good. That's right, I will.
And so now that I'm not hunting, Chuck, big beard, kind of combed out a little bit, little mustache, his hair, long, again, black and gray, and he's taken the front of it and tied it up into like a messy bun so that it doesn't get into people's food, but still has a little bit hanging down. He has kind of like just like a brown sleeveless coat with fur on it and just wearing some basic pants and probably is tying an apron, like a leather apron over himself.
Excellent. All right. I'm sorry, everyone else got to take those headphones off.
Chuck, we got a problem.
What is it? Running out of freaking shallots again?
No, it's bad, man. It's bad. We got two people who just showed up in town.
Yeah, the adept?
Yeah, the adept.
Oh.
You know you can't do magic when she's around, right?
Yes, I know. I mean, people here, though, they trust me and... They see me do a little bit here and there. I think it's pretty safe. I can just say
no one will say nothing, but if she sees you doing magic,
all right,
then you're gonna be headed off. You're gonna be heading off.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right.
Or worse, maybe you just get strung up right here in town.
Yeah. No. She probably would know that I'm not an acolyte of Rhea, so.
Yeah, not only do I want you to be careful, I want you to find out why she's here.
You got it. Yeah, no, I already met her, and yeah, they seem to be quite confused about Yield. Frontier living, but
yeah, no, they're idiots.
Yeah, this should be easy. Don't worry about it. But
there's this other guy too.
Oh yeah, the pretty boy.
Yeah, he owns the mine.
Are you kidding me?
No, he owns the mine, so that can't be good neither.
What is happening?
I don't know what he's doing.
Did you hear anything?
No, I mean, I know that they've been saying we need to get the production up, and then we lost. You know, we lost that one shipment, and then that other one fell off the crane, and so.
We're the oldest mine. What do you expect?
All I know is it's not good news that these people are coming here sniffing around all at once.
I'm sure you still have some clout with Bo, right?
Bo's a fucking idiot.
Well,
I don't talk to Bo.
You got no worries with me. I can handle myself, but. Rourke's kind of, you know, rambunctious of late. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you keep an eye on her. I don't want to see her strung up in the town square neither.
No, and if something does go bad, I will be doing magic, and then I'm going to run away. Nice knowing you. You can keep my stuff, but I mean.
Well, we won't let that happen, okay?
Got it. All right, well. Well, I mean, I'm sure they have funny stories, so this should be easy, and I don't know, they probably used to like high and mighty wine out of some of the high gravity ales.
Maybe you offer to show them around. You figure it out. You're good at that sort of thing.
That's true. I know enough people here that it might make sense. Yeah, no, I'll offer my services. Maybe make a couple gold in the process.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right, good talk. Good.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm like walking out the door. Oh, you old bat, don't fall in the pot again. We'll serve you for soup.
Not if I serve you for soup first.
I'm just gonna like look back like, it's really that bad, huh? It's okay.
I'm drunk.
Then I walk out.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
I'm at the bar, you know, kind of talk with some regulars, you know, leaning forward, big ass arms on the table, kind of whispering, joking with people, maybe eating nuts.
Is it like dinner time now, or?
Yes, let's say it's dinner time.
Okay.
And the cook's name is Dread Flintbeard. He's a half Goliath.
Ooh. Oh, man.
But there's a lovely rabbit stew for dinner tonight.
What was the lad's name? Did we catch the lad's name?
Oh, yeah,
name?
What is the lad's name?
The lad's name was Elwin Tranter.
Oh, all right. Ooh. So is Screech here? Screech left. No, he did get a room.
Yeah, Screech got a room. Like, there's not a lot of buildings here, right, Michael?
There's a bunch. There's a fair number.
But what, I mean, is it dark yet, or is it still light?
It's dusk. It's not quite dark yet.
Okay, so I got time to come down for some stew.
Yeah, you can have some stew.
Yeah.
There are tables and stuff in here too, right? Do I like go sit at? Do I need to go to the bar, or do I get table service?
That's up to you.
I think this Celine wouldn't even ask. Actually, Celine would just sit at a table and wait.
Elwin would come over, and he'd be like, "There's a lovely stew tonight, ma'am. Would you like me to get you some?"
Oh, I'm assuming that's the option, right? The stew.
There's bread.
Oh.
And stew.
Yeah, then yes, I will.
There's some cheese.
Oh, that's, you know, stew and bread is...
A hard cheese.
Stew and bread is perfect. And can I get just a cup of hot water and a lemon, please?
I walk over, Elwin, please, we got royalty here. I'm just joking, and I nudge you lightly. And I put down a cup that is bigger than a shot, smaller than a pint, in front of you and say, we don't get a lot of guests of your caliber out in Ramford, so we wanted to give you an old goblin pit welcome. This is, we call it fire wine. The bear folk make it sometimes. We drink them. So, down the hatch, huh?
Oh, like all at once?
All
down
at once,
hatch.
Yes. Oh. Again, it's big shot, but again, it's kind of like the fire wine. You'll see it. You'll see it. All
okay.
Right. One and two, and there we go.
She's sputtering. She drinks half of it and has to take a step break.
Not bad.
Oh, my. Oh, is it supposed to burn like that?
It is. Yeah,
oh,
it
wow.
Is. Yeah, no. The burning helps with the cold nights.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for your hospitality here. Oh my goodness.
And then I sit down a larger, more normal beer in front of you. That'll help, and we'll get you that. What'd you say, hot water?
Yeah, just a little hot water with lemon in my throat.
Anything for you.
Is Screech down here as well?
Yeah, Screech is kind of off by himself in a corner, eating some soup. But it doesn't look sad.
You have your Kindle out. You're purposely not looking around.
Yeah, very much. Headphones in, and everybody's like, "What are headphones?"
Are you like in the corner where you can like see everyone, and you're just like brooding?
Yeah, no, I think I'm just there. I'm looking really rich, and you know, not going out of my way to like not appear like I don't want to look inviting, but I also don't want to look like. Like I've got a chip on my shoulder either.
Right. You just wanna put off the aura of like I'm fine.
I wanna look like I'm too rich to talk to.
Oh. Is anyone else in the tavern, like, around? Any other guests, or...
Yeah, there's a few tables. There's one table of dwarves who are being rowdy and drinking. There's a scattered number of people just having stew. Yeah, there's people in here. It's not overwhelming, but it's busy and has a, you know, it's nice. It's lively.
So Celine's sitting by herself then, right? Cause Chuck moved on to do things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Celine kind of looks around and sees Screech in the corner, and you kind of see her like kind of hesitating for a second. And then she grabs her stuff and goes over to the table with Screech. I mean, since you're eating dinner and I'm here, I figured might as well sit together, right?
Oh, yeah, might as well, I suppose.
I mean, we're the only, we know each other from the road, and I thought it made sense.
Sure, yeah, by all means, have a seat. What are you eating?
Oh, this, it's a stew.
Same. My fancy meat ran out on the road. Now all we have are stew. Have you made it to the mine yet?
No. Honestly, I took a bit of a nap, and were your sheets as scratchy as mine? Like, I just...
They weren't.
Damn it! No!
The bed hasn't been unmade.
Oh.
I haven't tried them. Honestly, I've just had too much to do.
Elwyn comes over to the table and goes, "Hello, can I? I see you. You two have buddied up here. Can I bring you anything else? Oh, and I have a message for both of you, actually. Well, I guess I'll answer my question. So sorry, I get nervous around new people. Can I get you anything else?
Oh, I'm good right now. Thank you.
I'll just take that message you mentioned."
Sure. You, sir, have an invite from Granona Flintbeard to come and have lunch with her tomorrow at the Mining Guild. She's super nice. She's married to our cook here.
Oh.
And believe it or not, Sir Yalos has requested your presence at lunch tomorrow, miss.
Oh, Sir Yalos.
Yes.
Who's that?
He's a really big deal.
Okay. Oh, really? Well, that's great. What kind of a big deal, and where is he?
He's in the keep.
Oh.
He essentially runs this town. He looks over us. He collects, you know, taxes and all those fun things. Sends it back to the Empire.
Celine's happy now. She's like, I'm important. And an important person wants to talk to me.
Yes. Okay, so... No other hard cheeses.
You know, can you get me a cup of hot tea with a little bit of the fire beverage from earlier? I don't remember what it was called, but...
Oh.
Just a little.
Interesting. That sounds wonderful. Maybe I'll have one for myself as well. All right, I'll be right back.
Still got a taste for it.
In the back, I'm probably just shooting the shit with Rourke. Then I probably do something that we do a lot, look around, make sure no one sees us, grab forearms of our tattoos,
whoa,
and kind of like heads together, family, family, family.
Until our foreheads bleed.
Yeah, family. Like, all right, care for the night. No fancy stuff because of that adept out there, but...
You got it. Won't even look at her.
I don't believe you, but... Just as a sign of good faith, and since you you went out hunting with me, and that was really cool, I really appreciate it. I'm using my feature emboldening bond, so you're able, as you know, Nika, you're able to add a D4 to any attack roll, ability check, or saving throw that you make. Hey, just go. You got it out there, and good luck. No magic.
No magic. Duh, no magic.
This, again, just do this because we're like, absolutely safe.
Yeah.
Do as I say, not as I do. I'm more than you, so I can do what I want.
But I'm faster than you.
Whatever.
I could probably get away with it better.
That's true.
Have you ever seen an old person try to steal something? They're very bad at it.
Hey, Yeah. I hear you. I'd fall down and get hurt, but...
And then I'd have to come use magic to save you, so...
That's true. No, I'll... You're smart. I don't tell you enough how smart.
You probably shouldn't tell me more than that. That's too many times.
That's true. You take compliments very, very well, and I think that's a good compliment. Because I know a lot of people that don't. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to keep fucking with these rich people. Bye.
Sweet. Yeah, no funny business.
So what are you doing now?
Me?
Either of you.
Oh.
Are you going out to fuck with the rich people, or are you going to go out and perform?
I'll go perform.
Hell yeah.
Okay, what does Rourke performing look like?
Okay, so I like to think that maybe Rourke does something different. She's in the experimental phase trying to see what sticks, what feels good. So she gets up and all of the lights around, it's no magic, but they just like, I don't know, they put like...
It could be enchanted, like the old, like grandfathered in magic. Right?
Yeah, something like that. So we can make the lights turn colors.
Yeah.
Blue hair, special care, long wear from where? No, don't stare. Killed a bear, standing bear, here or there, eyes everywhere. From where, blue hair? And then she bows. She walks out.
Lucy, tears. That's my girl.
Celine's doing a very polite clap.
Rourke gets inspiration.
Yes.
Then I bring 4 fire waters to the table of Screech and Celine, and then I motion Rourke to our table.
Yes.
if you're in between. Hey, welcome again. Sorry about the awkward way we met earlier. I was you caught me bare.
Yeah, did you kill that yourself?
Yeah, I did, but yes, hunted with my daughter this morning.
Wow,
but
you're so talented.
But
he killed it. Bare hands, bare hug.
Yeah. Yeah, not important, but again, we want to make sure that you, Sir Echo, are you a sir? Do I, what am I, my lord?
That's not necessary, captain technically, but...
what should I call you? I'm sorry.
Your honor.
Your honor.
President Echo will be fine.
But seriously.
Please call me Screech.
All right, Screech, well...
I don't like that. Call me Mr. Echo.
I just wanted to remember to stay and introduce you to my daughter, Rourke, here. I thought it was rude that we didn't say her name before and apologize. And plus, she just gave that arousing performance, so kind of a proud dad. So it'd be an honor if you would cheers to her.
You're very mysterious. That's cool.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. I'm always a fan of fine spoken word and poetry.
A connoisseur of the arts, so you are.
And, all right, 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Glug, glug, glug.
Screech has no reaction.
All right, you've had a phase. Yeah. Wow. Have you had fire wine before?
Yes, I have a distillery in my second servant's cellars.
Wow. What brings you to our fair town? You know, I always talk about sending Rourke to the capital to perform, but you know how it is. We're busy here.
I have a business in the mines.
Yes.
You should probably get the business out of there. The mines have been closed for a while. You probably don't get that many customers, do you?
No. It's Rourke's. She's the newfangled youth these days, you know. Don't like to work for anything. I'm kidding. She's great. But no, I mean, the mine is still doing good. It just needs a little help here, is all.
Oh, well, like, what kind of help?
Well, no offense, sir, but... far be it for me to. I honestly don't know. I just talk to a lot of people.
Oh, I'm just asking because, as you know, I'm an adept, and I'm here to offer my humble services.
Right. As you know, this is the oldest mine, right? Celine.
Yes.
And I guess I know your name. I don't know if it came up before, but
I would assume.
I can't remember.
I can also see it being a thing where like she didn't actually tell you her name, but somebody else told her, and she's kind of like, "Oops."
So you have to understand that it's the oldest mine, so it's given, you know, well past what anyone expected. But I'm guarantee there's still stuff in there. No need to pull out, Rourke.
Well, there are ways. There are ways to find more theonite.
It just needs.
Pardon me. Do you work for the mine? What's your?
I work for the tavern, but I do a little of this.
You seem to know a lot about the inner workings of the mine and the administrative side of things.
We just live here.
I live here, and I have a poker night, or excuse me, three dragon ante night with Rex and Granona and a couple other folks every now and
then. Oh, with Rex.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with him tomorrow. He invited me for lunch.
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. He's the one to talk to. Granona, obviously, the mining guild, but...
Don't eat the roast boar.
Noted. I will... honestly, I have to tell you, and Celine's getting a little loose, you can tell. Her cheeks are, like, flushed. Honestly, I thought the stew was gonna be... I thought it was gonna be bad. It looked gross, but, it's actually great. And this fire wine? Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't have that in the capital.
The capital, and I keep telling you wrong, the capital's stuffy. They don't have quite the good stuff that we have out here. But Celine, why are you here? Master Echo is to check out his mine, but the Order hasn't been out here for quite some time.
Oh, well, I'm just doing, you know, check up on things since there is the mine here. It's all part procedure and schedule.
Are you magic, please?
Some could call us that. Yes, I do have magical powers.
Yes.
And I am an adept of the OT, as you might call it out here.
We usually just call it the Order.
Or the Order. Order not to be the Knights. So I'm just, you know, I'm doing the bidding of the Order, and I... Okay, can I be honest with you?
Sure, please. Hey, I always say at the Goblin Pit, when you're here, you're family.
You can't sue because this is in the past.
Well, this is my first time outside of the capital.
Oh.
Other than, I mean, you know, my family, of course, went on vacations. Holidays. My family went on holiday, but this is my first time out alone. And
what's a holiday? How do you have a holiday for your family?
We would go on holiday. We would, you know, stay by the lake and...
Stay by the lake, yes. It's fun to do that. So you said you're here alone.
Well,
you're not here with Master Echo.
Oh, no.
Why would you both come at the same time?
Oh, we just happened to be in the same caravan.
What a fun coincidence that is.
Isn't that coming together, then?
Well, but we weren't sent together. We just... When I showed up at the carriage, he was there.
I barely know Celine. I have my own opinions on... magic cops and how they're handling the problems plaguing our society.
Celine kind of looks like affronted and is like, oh, really? Interesting.
Well, Screech, if I can call you Screech, you must be nervous that the Order sent...
You may not. Call me Mr. Echo.
Sorry about that. Another fire wine. I misspoke again. Classic me. Slap, slap. But you must be nervous, right, that they sent an adept? No offense, Celine.
The affairs of the adepts don't concern me. I'm not worried about it.
This time it seems like it directly does. It's your mind.
They'll handle their affairs and I'll handle my own.
Indeed.
If the Emperor doesn't like what he finds, doesn't that give you cause for concern?
I think first I'll find out what the Emperor will find. If you'll excuse me, is it dark out yet, Michael?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's dark, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to turn in early.
Sorry, if you need a local guide, as the fire wines come up, if you need a local guide, I can help you out again. I do a little of this and a little of that. I'm quite well connected in town.
Celine, if you want to join my band, you can.
Oh!
But you have to promise to tell me how you dyed your hair blue.
I don't really have any musical talent, but I can tell you about my hair.
We'll fade out on that scene. Where does Screech go? What is Screech doing?
Screech would go up to his room. I feel like I should have to roll a stealth check because I am not staying in my room. I'm going out the window. in.
Okay.
Well, someone in a squirrel costume is going out the window. 18 stealth.
You believe you've left without anyone knowing.
Screech would like to, and it looks like I'm going to have to go for a little swim if I take a straight line. But Screech would like to go in and stealthily investigate the mine ahead of his lunch with Gwinona.
All right, so why don't you give me an investigation roll?
I like the idea of you slowly swimming in a squirrel costume.
John Kuros is greatest detective.
Yes.
17 investigation.
You know, as far as, like, you're not going to be able to tell, like, a ton, you know, in the middle of the night. I know that's your time, but,
So, somebody cooking the books? Is there an operation going on here? Somebody skimming off the top? I'm just here to rattle the cages.
Are you trying to decide if the mine has more theanite in it, or like, what are you trying to find?
So it's been underperforming, and I think my assumption would not be that the mine is empty, mm-hmm. but would be that there's somebody in Rhymeford, there you go.
You're in Rhymeford, this capital's Farhold.
Okay. Yeah, someone in Rhymeford's seedy underbelly is doing something nefarious. That would just be my assumption.
You check out the mine, nothing looks immediately off there to you. You even dip into the mine a little bit and look around everything, like everything seems to be in order. They're using the tools you'd expect. They're, everything seems fine. You go, you look at, you go into the mine, the guild, the mining guild. Nothing immediately looks out of order. You don't, like, you're able to take a quick look at their ledger. It seems like, you know, there's a couple incidents where stuff has gone missing after it's left the mine. Ooh. But other than that, you don't see, you know, any like obvious signs of embezzlement or skimming or cooking of books or other words.
When you say after it's left the mine, as in like after it's left like the custody of my employees, or like are those still my employees transporting it when it goes missing?
I think it's still your employees transporting it, but 6 months ago there was an incident where there's a elevator, like a lift, that where it collapsed and you lost most of a shipment of theanite because it collapsed and fell into the river and washed away. And then there was another incident 3 months ago where a caravan was raided, they assume by goblins or orcs or something, and the whole shipment got stolen.
Like those two incidents are responsible for the underperforming, or are they just...
Those are like the obvious big things.
Okay.
But you can see just generally it's been trending, you know, less and less.
They're actually mining less and less.
Yes.
Okay.
But so you head back to your room?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to roll another stealth to come back inside?
Yeah, I do.
Everyone hears a window shatter. I did roll a one.
Oh, oh no!
And you come in through the window, and you hear, "Don't worry, we'll have me clean that up in the morning." Coming from your bed.
Oh no!
Who are you, and what are you doing in Screech's bed?
Oh. Hey, that's a very sexy voice you got there.
This is my normal voice. I always talk this way.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I don't know who you are. I was expecting to find Screech, but you can come warm my bed while he's gone.
I think I have the wrong room. Excuse me.
And I jump back out the window. And I come in. Screech comes in the door, covered in glass and blood.
Where did you come from?
Ratma, what are you doing in my bed? I think you had the wrong idea.
Oh, really? I thought it was really clear this earlier today.
No, I just wanted a private room. I didn't want to be burdened by the noises.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I was really thought This is where this was going.
No, it's fine. What happened to my window?
A giant swirl van broke in.
That's weird.
Yeah, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Okay, do you have anybody that can come clean this up?
Yeah, me'll take care of it in the morning.
You have to walk on glass.
Just avoid that area.
Just put a towel down.
No, it was a pretty violent entry. It's everywhere.
It exploded. I imagine there's glass shards in the bed.
There are some glass. I can see the problem. There's some glass shards in the bed. There's some embedded in the wall over there. If you want, my room is actually right next door.
You know what? I tell you what. If you could, you head over there. I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna catch some Z's. The glass is fine.
All right. I think I know what you're saying. Wink.
I'm sure you don't.
She gets up and leaves.
Screech gets into bed and it crunches.
The bed filled with what can only be assumed is peanut brittle.
And what's this, ball bearings?
All right, so the rest of the night passes uneventfully until...
Yeah, and I definitely, you know, pitch Celine that I'll show her around town so she doesn't get lost. And
okay.
I'm sure the order has a stipend for local guides and things like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing, for sure. So the night passes uneventfully, but you are woken by a scream at the crack of dawn coming from outside.
It's how we wake up in this town. You hear a fox crowing, but we love a good scream.
It's just, we lost all our roosters, so Craig just gets up there and goes fucking nuts. Yeah, rush out of our room.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, definitely. Also, just want to point out, Selena's hungover.
Elwyn Tranter, the guy, the waiter who had, greeted you and all that stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No one can forget him.
Who could?
Not meet the other one.
Yes.
He is hanging upside down from the statue of Rhea. His belly has been slit open. And his entrails are hanging from his body. And that is where we'll end episode 2.
Shit!
Wow. Oh my god. Why'd you do that?
Something is afoot!
I'm gonna scratch his name off, I guess, of my notes. Elwyn is dead.
Murder.
Michael, part of me was like, I just want to keep going on this small town simulation game, but you had to throw in adventure and intrigue. All right.
But what if we just stayed in this small town?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
I'm able to keep track of the story at this point. I'm loving it.
Yeah. What if Celine just like joins the band with Rourke and is like, I don't want to go back.
We refuse to answer the call to adventure.
That's
someone else's job.
We'll all
stick together, but we're just doing. Yeah.
And every week it's just like, oh no, a cow got loose. We have to go get it.
Slightly but surely we're the last four people alive in this town. All right, let's go to another town to chill in.
The big boss is just Harlan at the end. We have to fight him from killing the bear people.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I'm so sad that Elwyn's gone.
R.I.P. brother.
I'm sure giving away some delicious wonderful diehard dice will cure me of what ails me. We don't have our codes yet, so if you won last week, I'm sorry.
We're getting them. We'll get them.
We'll get him. We'll get him. We're good for him.
Good for him.
You know I'm good for it.
We just gotta get a couple more dollars.
Just give me an advance of 14 more dice and I'll return you the dice I know.
I just want to reiterate how much I love Ratma Ripmo and how I'm so glad she's here.
Michael has a joke. We're like, oh, who runs the tavern? And Michael's like, Ratma Ripmo. And they're like, ha ha ha. It's like, wait.
Actually, that's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
And it is a good idea.
It is a good idea.
Wait, now my throat hurts.
Like, damn it. Damn it.
Damn it.
It's like if Maz Kanata was a cougar.
Shit. Oh, that's so true.
I, Screech, you should have boned down, man. We could have heard Michael's sexy time in that voice. Something that we all want.
Oh, you baby.
Right there. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big boy.
Ratma is not my cat woman.
No, she's your rat woman.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Michael, don't give her a costume.
She needs it!
I got a whip for you.
I'm already envisioning it. I can see it clearly in my head.
She's got little latex-covered Virginia Slims.
Oh, she's got, God, like a koozie for her iced coffee. It is also leather. It's like leather, but also animal print.
It's the one that has like titties built into the koozie.
Yeah. My grandpa had those. They should make donkeys themed dildos.
Dude, I feel like that
Bad Dragon, get on it.
Unfortunately, I feel like that must exist, and I will have to go look later.
Oh my God. I love the smell of new campaign in the morning.
Oh, where we get so good.
Go absolutely apeshit. Chat, you have a few more moments to enter the offer code or enter the code DICE in order to win the Die Hard Dice. But everyone else, you can go to dieharddice.com and enter in the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, and you'll get 15% off your order. And then we will get a little kissy of that on the back end, baby. So that's an ad. That's a hashtag ad, as we say. Sarah, isn't funny. I disagree. It is the winner of the dice. Again, we have nothing for you
Hell
today.
Yeah.
We're good for it. We're good for it.
We're good for
you
it.
We know we good for it. Absolutely nothing.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah Isn't Funny, for being the winner. We will hopefully give you the dice. Soon. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Alrighty, well, thank you everybody so much for joining us. Again, if you want to hang out, we're twitch.tv/geeklyinc at around 8:45 or like today, 8:36 Eastern. Twitch.tv/geeklyinc. If I didn't already say that, I might have. Who knows? If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at geeklyinc or at @DnDPodcast. And we're on Instagram at @GreetingsAdventurers. I'm at @ThriftyNerd.
I'm at @TimLanning.
I'm at @JenniferCheek.
I'm at @Nika_Howard.
I'm at @MikeBachman.
Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.